This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Less than a month to go before training camps get underway, so always love to talk a little football with our next guest, Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPNNewYork.com. And Jordan's nice enough to give us a few moments on this July 3rd. Jordan, happy 4th of July, and thanks for popping on with us.
You too. Enjoy the weekend. You know, get out a little bit, you know, after we've kind of been cooped up for the most part for the last few months.
Enjoy the
weather and the beach or whatever, because with a mask, of course.
Yes, obviously. Jordan, all right, here I'll start with the difficult ones, right? Giants training camp is what, July 26th that's set to begin, or July 25th, somewhere around there? 28th, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that date will end up being the date?
I do. I mean, here's what we know about the NFL so far, right? They've gone full speed ahead with pretty much everything on their schedule, right? They've had to cancel minor things like the Hall of Fame game, which was supposed to be the week before. That has been changed. The preseason games a little bit. But, look, they're aiming for this start date of the season, right? The original start date. And they think it's a realistic goal. And in order to do that, that means starting training camp pretty much. Training camp's going to be crazy in the first place. The problem is that how much of an evaluation are these coaches really going to be able to get at these players? A fair evaluation at the bottom of the roster guys, the undrafted free agents, are they going to get that fair shot? So in order to try and get that for the coaches and to get the teams ready, they're aiming for this date. And I do think it's realistic now. What happens once they get there? I think that's way more up in the air, right? Can they sustain it? Can they get this many guys in a short period of time in this cramped area, in regards to meetings, practices, all that? Because think about it, and I say this all the time, if they go with 90 players, even if they do less, which is the likelihood, right? Let's say it's 80, okay? 80 players, coaches, trainers, other personnel that's out there. You're talking about 100-plus people in one space. So is that sustainable long-term? I think that's what we're going to find out. That's the bigger question, I think, moving forward.
All right, so the NFL has already cut down the preseason to 2 games. Some talk that maybe that they just eliminate it for the year. What do you think is the NFL's plan moving forward in terms of the preseason? Will it be 2 games?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. They want it to be 2 games. Like I said, they've been rushing ahead and trying to make it happen, but I think we're going to have to see how training camp goes, right, to start, and to see that if all of this is sustainable. I mean, joint practice has already gone. The Giants actually were going to joint practice this year with the Jets, which would have been great, right? Joint practices with the Jets and then a preseason game, but now that's not going to happen, so that's out as well. The Jets preseason game right now, that's out, and what's left is 2 preseason games, one where they have to travel on the road, right? I believe it's Tennessee. So, to me, I don't know. In the end, I'd be surprised if they were able to do it and we got to that point. But right now, that's the plan. But I think let's see how everything goes before. And that's really kind of how everything is, right? We don't even know what they actually can do, right? Can they get on a practice field with all 80 players and practice offense versus defense? I mean, we're still at that point of not knowing if that's feasible. So until we get to that point, how do we know what the preseason is, what's realistic really for the preseason? So in my opinion, in the end, that it'll be a struggle to get even 2 preseason games.
We're talking with Jordan Renan here, 98.7 FM, ESPN New York. I mean, like, the things that have been canceled, I'm not saying that they're insignificant, being able to do the draft the way they did it and all those type of things, but it feels like in comparison to actually getting players on the field and the blocking and the actual game, it feels like all the other stuff that's been eliminated, that's small potatoes compared to what the next step, the real step is.
Right. Well, doesn't a preseason game fall into that category for you as well? I mean, like, do you tell me, what in your opinion, is the juice worth the squeeze to squeeze in a preseason game and have to travel to Tennessee against to play the Titans? Like, is that really worth it in the long run? I mean,
if you're going to have, if the plan is to have games, I mean, don't you have to put it out? Like, at some point, you got to dip your foot in the water, right?
You do, but why do it for a game that has no real implications, right? I mean, at least you do it in the regular season, okay, you see why. I mean, there's this huge billion-dollar contract. That's where you start with, right, because that's what this is all about anyway. This is all about satisfying the partners, the billions of dollars that they're collecting, and making sure that they collect on that, and that's why they're trudging ahead full speed. So, but that's not there for the preseason, right? That's the preseason is, okay, just get them ready. Let's be honest. The quality play this year is probably not going to be up to the standard that we're used to, right? And to be fair, we're just dying for entertainment, and people will take sports in any shape or form right now. I mean, the NBA is going to be crazy. The NFL also will be crazy if they do play. I don't think it's going to be out of the question if you have, okay, this team is playing out their quarterback this week with three offensive linemen this week, and it'll just be like, massive the equivalent of having massive injuries to each team. I mean, and then this team went 12-4 this year, but they happened to play a team that, four of their opponents end up having COVID quarterbacks, right? They missed out on them. I think this is going to be a wild season, and anything is possible.
All right. Well, with that in mind, I mean, it feels like a lifetime ago that Joe Judge got the job. It does not feel like that happened since last year, right? It feels like it's a long time ago. But here we are, July 3rd.
What a situation for him to step into, right?
I mean think about it. Jordan, I think it's the most difficult job anyone has ever undertaken in terms of an NFL job. Never being a coach before, never being a head coach, a head coach in the NFL before. I mean, what's your sense for how he's going to overcome this?
Two guys arrested. Yeah.
Right.
Like he just stepped into this, right?
So how does he overcome it?
Look, he has taken the approach, and when I speak to him, I get this impression of like he just keeps saying, we just have to make the best of what we have, right? And he's coming up and trying to be as prepared as possible so that they can move forward. And the way he looks at it is, hey, all these other teams have the same restrictions that we do. So, yes, I might have, and he does, he has color-coded calendars for pretty much any scenario that can unfold, right? 10, 15, 20 different scenarios.
Hey, you're going to have a lot of colors.
That's the first. Yeah, exactly. He's going with a fuchsia, green,
64
light green,
box of
lime
right?
green.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to go to like non-traditional colors. So a good thing he's got four kids to help him out with that. But that's his approach. I mean, he has no choice but to charge forward and make the best of it, and that's what he's trying to do. And he knows deep down what he's stepping into right now. This is uncharted territory. He has a second-year quarterback learning a new system. They had a virtual offseason. His starting cornerback got arrested, right, and is facing aggravated assault and armed robbery charges. He has a kicker who got arrested. I mean, his plate is full, but, I mean, he's just trying to make the best of it, and I think that's the approach he's taking, and really, what else would you do, right? I don't think there's anything to do besides try and be as prepared and thorough as possible, and just, and every time I ask him about something, what he says is, we're just waiting on information from the league on what we can and can't do. And I think that's what most teams are. I think that's where they're sitting. They still don't know. We're sitting here in early July, 4 weeks away from training camp. They don't know what they can and ultimately can't do. Training camp, regular season, going forward. That's where they all sit.
We're talking with Jordan Renan here, 98.7 FM, ESPN New York. So the deadline for Marcus Golden is July 22nd. Given, the situation
moved.
Oh, has it? All right.
That
where is it?
Because it was July 22nd or the start of training camps. That was supposed to be, so there was a Hall of Fame game, so some teams were supposed to report on the 22nd. So now that date is the start of training camps, which is now July 28th.
Okay.
It'll be another 6 days there. So that's now the new moving date for Marcus Golden.
But, I mean, all right, an extra week, but, given what free agency is looking like, I mean, you'd have to say the odds that he's back are looking better and better, right?
I mean, when you speak to people close to him and close to the Giants, every day that goes by that there's not an offer, that'll be what basically the Giants have out there, which is 110% of his last year's deal, it's positive for the Giants. Now, there will be a point, and this is going to be interesting, is when that, if that date this drop off comes by before or after the 28th, because there's going to be a run on pass rushers out there. Because think about it. Jadeveon Clowney's out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everson Griffin's out there. Marcus Golden's out there. Vinnie Curry's out there. I mean, these are useful, quality NFL players, NFL pass rushers. Cameron Wake is out there if he's back for another year. Like, guys that can help out teams of rushing the passer. Now, there's going to be a run on these guys, probably right before, you know, training camp starts or right after. That's big for the Giants. Does it happen before or after? Right? Because if it happens before, then Marcus Golden might end up going off the market. If it happens after, he's going to end up falling back on their roster. So I think for them, they'd prefer it to come after. But it's sort of like a wait and see right now, because no teams are spending money at this point.
No.
Until they know, I think, more of what the season's going to look like and training camp and everything. So it'll be interesting to see what side of July 28th that falls on.
All right, so we're talking about all these uncertainties. I'll wrap up with one more. We've seen other sports athletes sitting out, coaches sitting out, either because of pre-existing conditions or just, you know, overall concern about the situation. Do you have any idea that there will be NFL players who feel that way, or do you think that the sport that they play and the mentality that they have will be one that you don't really see that?
Yeah, I don't know if you can completely discount it. I mean, you're talking about so many guys, right? I mean, let's just say, just for the sake of, you're talking 50 guys on a roster. I know I'm underestimating it, but I'm just doing it for that purpose. Times 32. I mean, you're talking about 1,500 type individuals. It's hard for me to imagine there aren't going to be some guys that say, look, you know, my kid has some respiratory problem. I can't take that risk of being around another 50 guys and putting, you know, can you really trust all 50 guys in that locker room to do the right things off the field? That is a big ask for any human being. And there's got to be guys out there that are going to fall into that category saying, look, I can't put my family at risk. So I do, even though the nature of the sport, you know, tough guy, football, that's the general stereotype. And I think for the most part, it's true. These guys are, you know, in order to play this game, you have to have a little screw loose and be crazy. But look, when it comes to people's families, I just think that that's going to happen, and that's going to be out there in some way, shape, or form.
Jordan, thanks for popping on with us on this Friday, and have a nice 4th of July. Enjoy your time off. Hopefully the next time we talk, we have a little bit more certainty around the NFL season.
Yeah, hopefully we know that they're going to play football, and we really getting to into the real football part of it. So that'll be fun.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy the weekend. Have a good one.
That is Jordan Renan with us here, 98.7 FM, ESPN New York.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.